Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Autobiography of a Yogi is an autobiography written by Paramahansa Yogananda and published in 1946. It chronicles his life from childhood to adulthood, including his spiritual journey and experiences with various gurus. The book has been translated into over 50 languages and continues to be one of the most popular books on yoga and spirituality. The book begins with Yogananda's childhood memories growing up in Gorakhpur, India. He recounts stories about his family, friends, teachers, and other people he encountered during this time period. He also describes how he was drawn to spiritual practices at a young age due to the influence of his parents, who were both deeply religious Hindus. Yogananda then goes on to describe his search for a guru that could help him further explore spirituality. After meeting several different gurus throughout India, he eventually finds Sri Yukeshwar Giri, who becomes his teacher and mentor. Through Yukeshwar's guidance, Yogananda learns more about meditation techniques as well as yogic philosophy such as karma yoga, the path of selfless service. Throughout the rest of the book, Yogananda shares many stories from his travels around India, meeting various saints and sages while deepening his understanding of yoga philosophy. He also talks about some miraculous events that occurred during this time period which helped shape him spiritually. In addition to recounting these personal experiences, Autobiography of a Yogi includes teachings from ancient scriptures such as Bhagavad Gita, along with explanations on topics like reincarnation, kundalini energy, chakras, etc. This makes it an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about Hinduism or exploring their own spiritual practice. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The power of Kriya Yoga. Kriya Yoga is a powerful spiritual practice that can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness and enlightenment. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of Kriya Yoga and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 2. The importance of meditation. Meditation is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of meditation and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 3. The power of faith. Faith is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of faith and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 4. The importance of service. Service to others is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of service and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 5. The power of love. Love is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of love and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 6. The importance of surrender. Surrendering to the will of God is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of surrender and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 7. The power of prayer. Prayer is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of prayer and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 8. The importance of detachment. Detachment from material possessions is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of detachment and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 9. The power of self-realization. Self-realization is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of self-realization and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 10. The importance of spiritual teachers. Spiritual teachers are an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of spiritual teachers and how they can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 11. The power of intuition. Intuition is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of intuition and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 12. The importance of detachment from the ego. Detachment from the ego is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of detachment from the ego and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 13. The power of spiritual practices. Spiritual practices are an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of spiritual practices and how they can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 14. The importance of self-inquiry. Self-inquiry is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of self-inquiry and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 15. The power of spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of spiritual knowledge and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 16. The importance of spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of spiritual discipline and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 17. The power of spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of spiritual awakening and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 18. The importance of spiritual transformation. Spiritual transformation is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of spiritual transformation and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 19. The power of spiritual love. Spiritual love is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of spiritual love and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main idea number 20. The importance of spiritual surrender. Spiritual surrender is an important part of spiritual practice and can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the importance of spiritual surrender and how it can be used to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Kriya Yoga is a powerful spiritual practice that can help one to reach a higher level of consciousness and enlightenment. Paramahansa Yogananda explains the power of Kriya Yoga in his book Autobiography of a Yogi. The ancient yogis discovered that the secret to God realization was unlocking the divine potential within each human being. This could be done through specific techniques, such as Kriya Yoga, which are designed to awaken dormant energies and bring them into conscious awareness. Yogananda further explains how Kriya Yoga works by saying, Kriya Yoga is an advanced technique for controlling life energy, prana. It involves deep meditation combined with certain physical postures and breathing exercises. By mastering this technique, one can gain control over their own life force and use it to achieve greater levels of spiritual awareness. Through regular practice of Kriya Yoga, one can experience profound changes in their mental state as well as physical health benefits such as improved circulation and increased vitality. Ultimately, though, its greatest benefit lies in its ability to open up new pathways towards self-realization. Main idea number 2. Meditation is the science of God-realization. It is the art of knowing and realizing one's true self, which is beyond all material existence. Through meditation, one can gain a deeper understanding of life and its purpose. By meditating regularly, one can become more aware of their inner being and develop a greater sense of peace and harmony. The practice of meditation helps to bring about an inner transformation that leads to spiritual growth. It enables us to connect with our higher self or soul, allowing us to experience a deep level of peace and joy within ourselves. Meditation also helps us to cultivate qualities such as patience, compassion, love, kindness, and wisdom. Regular practice brings clarity into our lives by helping us understand our thoughts better so we can make wiser decisions in life. Meditation also increases concentration power, which allows for better focus on tasks at hand. In addition to these benefits, meditation has been found to reduce stress levels significantly while improving overall physical health as well as mental well-being. Regular practice has been known to improve sleep quality too. Ultimately, it is through regular meditation that we are able to reach a higher level consciousness where we are able to tap into divine energy that will help guide us towards living an enlightened life full of joy and contentment. P. Main idea number 3. The power of faith is a great force that can be used to reach higher levels of spiritual awareness. Faith in God and the divine laws of nature are essential for one's spiritual growth. When we have faith, we open ourselves up to receive guidance from the divine and become more aware of our true potential. Paramahansa Yogananda explains how faith can help us to overcome obstacles on our path towards enlightenment. Faith is an unfailing boat which carries us safely across the sea of changeful fate. It gives us strength when all else fails, it guides us through dark valleys, it brings light into our lives. Yogananda also emphasizes that having faith does not mean blindly following any particular religion or dogma, but rather trusting in one's own inner wisdom and intuition. True faith is based upon knowledge gained by personal experience, not upon hearsay or blind belief. It is founded upon understanding acquired through direct perception or revelation. By cultivating a strong sense of faith within ourselves, we can tap into a powerful source of energy that will help guide us along our spiritual journey. With this newfound strength and insight, we can move forward with confidence as we strive towards greater self-realization. Main idea number 4. The highest type of service is to serve God in all beings. To do this, one must first learn to see the divine spark within each person and then act accordingly. Service should be done with a spirit of love and devotion, not out of obligation or duty. When we serve others from our hearts, it brings us closer to God and helps us reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. Service can also help us develop humility and compassion for those around us. It teaches us that everyone has something valuable to offer, regardless of their station in life or background. By serving others selflessly, we are able to open ourselves up more fully to the divine presence within them as well as within ourselves. When we practice service with an attitude of love and devotion towards all living things, it helps bring about inner peace and harmony in our lives. This inner peace allows us to experience true joy, which comes from connecting with the divine source. Main idea number 5. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. It can be used to create a higher level of spiritual awareness and understanding. Love has the power to bring us closer to God, and it can help us reach our highest potential as human beings. When we open ourselves up to love, we become more aware of our true nature and purpose in life. We are able to see beyond physical appearances and recognize that all living things are connected by an invisible bond of love. This connection allows us to experience greater joy, peace, harmony, and fulfillment. The power of love also helps us develop compassion for others. When we understand that everyone is part of one divine family, it becomes easier for us to forgive those who have wronged us or hurt our feelings. We learn how important it is not only to give but also receive unconditional love from others. By cultivating a deep sense of loving kindness towards ourselves and others around us, we can begin to tap into the infinite source of energy within each one of us, the power of love. Main idea number 6. Surrendering to the will of God is an essential part of spiritual practice. It helps us to let go of our ego and open ourselves up to a higher level of consciousness. When we surrender, we are no longer trying to control or manipulate our lives. Instead, we trust that whatever happens is for the best. We can then focus on living in harmony with divine will. Paramahansa Yogananda explains how surrendering can help us reach a higher level of spiritual awareness. When you have surrendered yourself completely, your mind becomes stilled and tranquil like a lake without ripples. You become aware that all power comes from within, from your own soul, and you realize that nothing outside yourself has any real power over you. By letting go and trusting in divine will, we can experience true peace and joy. Surrendering allows us to be free from fear and worry as well as open ourselves up to greater possibilities for growth and transformation. Main idea number 7. Prayer is a powerful tool for spiritual growth. It can help us to connect with the divine and open our hearts to receive its blessings. Through prayer, we can ask for guidance, strength, and courage in times of difficulty or challenge. We can also use it as an opportunity to express gratitude for all that we have been given. Paramahansa Yogananda explains that when we pray sincerely from the depths of our heart, God responds by sending His grace into our lives. He says, "When you pray deeply and earnestly from your innermost being, God will answer your prayers in ways beyond what you could ever imagine." Autobiography of a Yogi. Yogananda further explains that prayer helps us to become more aware of the presence of God within us. By connecting with this higher power through prayer, we are able to tap into its infinite wisdom and love, which can bring peace and joy into our lives. The power of prayer lies in its ability to transform us spiritually if practiced regularly with faith and devotion. As Paramahansa Yogananda said, "Prayer is not asking, it is a longing of the soul. It is better in prayer to have a heart without words than words without a heart." Autobiography of a Yogi. Main idea number 8. Detachment is the path to freedom from material bondage. It is a way of life that allows us to be free from attachment and desire, so that we can focus on our spiritual growth. Detachment does not mean giving up all worldly possessions, rather it means having an attitude of non-attachment towards them. We should use our possessions for their intended purpose, but without becoming attached or dependent upon them. When we are able to detach ourselves from material things, we become more aware of the divine presence within us and around us. This awareness brings peace and joy into our lives as we realize that everything in this world is transient and impermanent. By detaching ourselves from material objects, we can also gain insight into the true nature of reality, beyond what appears on the surface. The practice of detachment helps us to develop inner strength and courage as well as clarity about what truly matters in life. When we let go of attachments, it becomes easier for us to make decisions based on wisdom instead of fear or greed. As Paramahansa Yogananda said, "Detach yourself from all external objects, then you will find your real self within you." Main idea number 9. Self-realization is the highest form of spiritual attainment. It is a state in which one realizes that all life, including oneself, is part of an infinite and eternal cosmic consciousness. Self-realization brings with it a deep understanding of the unity between all living things and the divine source from which they come. The power of self-realization lies in its ability to bring about profound changes within us. When we realize our true nature as being connected to something greater than ourselves, we become more aware of our own potential for growth and transformation. We can then use this awareness to make positive changes in our lives by cultivating qualities such as love, compassion, wisdom, and peace. Through self-realization, we can also gain insight into how our thoughts and actions affect others around us. This helps us develop empathy towards those who are different from us or have different beliefs or values than ours. By recognizing that everyone has their own unique path to follow on their journey through life, we can learn to accept each other's differences without judgment. Ultimately, self-realization leads to inner peace and contentment because it allows us to recognize that everything happens for a reason beyond our control or understanding. With this realization comes acceptance, acceptance of ourselves as well as others, which leads to greater harmony within ourselves and with those around us. Main idea number 10. The teacher is the one who reveals to the student his own innermost nature and awakens in him a realization of that which he already possesses. The teacher does not give anything new, he only helps the student to discover what is already within himself. A spiritual teacher can help guide us on our journey towards enlightenment by providing guidance and support along the way. They can provide insight into our true selves, helping us to understand ourselves better and make decisions based on this understanding. A spiritual teacher can also offer advice on how best to practice meditation or other forms of spiritual practice, as well as offering encouragement when we are feeling discouraged. Having a spiritual teacher is essential for those seeking higher levels of consciousness because they provide an experienced perspective that cannot be found elsewhere. Spiritual teachers have often spent years studying various aspects of spirituality and have gained wisdom from their experiences that they can share with others. By having access to such knowledge, students are able to gain greater insight into themselves and their place in the world. Main idea number 11. Intuition is a powerful tool that can be used to reach higher levels of spiritual awareness. It is the inner voice that guides us in our daily lives and helps us make decisions without relying on external sources. Intuition can help one to connect with their true self, allowing them to access deeper wisdom and understanding. Paramahansa Yogananda explains how intuition works. The intuitive mind knows what it needs before it has any evidence or proof of its need. The intuitive mind sees beyond the physical world into the realm of spirit, where all knowledge resides. He goes on to explain that intuition is not something we are born with, but rather something we must cultivate through practice and meditation. Yogananda also emphasizes the importance of trusting your intuition when making decisions. When you trust your intuition, you will find yourself guided by an inner knowingness which will lead you towards greater peace and harmony in life. By learning to listen to our inner guidance system, we can tap into a source of wisdom far greater than anything available from outside sources. Main idea number 12. Detachment from the ego is essential for spiritual progress. The ego, or sense of individuality, can be a great obstacle to spiritual growth. It causes us to become attached to material things and prevents us from seeing our true nature as part of the divine whole. By detaching ourselves from the ego, we can begin to see beyond our limited perspective and gain insight into higher truths. Yogananda explains that detachment from the ego is not about denying one's individual identity, but rather recognizing it in its proper context within the larger universe. He writes, "The soul must learn how to detach itself gradually from all objects of attachment until it reaches a state where nothing binds it except God consciousness." Detachment does not mean renouncing life, on the contrary, it means living fully with an inner freedom and joy which comes only when one has realized his unity with God. By learning how to detach ourselves from our egos, we can open up new possibilities for personal growth and transformation. We can free ourselves from attachments that limit our potential and instead focus on cultivating a deeper connection with spirit. This will help us reach a higher level of consciousness where we are able to experience greater peace, love, joy, and understanding. Main idea number 13. The power of spiritual practices lies in their ability to help us reach a higher level of consciousness. Through regular practice, we can become more aware of our inner self and the divine energy that exists within us. We can learn to tap into this energy and use it for personal growth and transformation. Paramahansa Yogananda explains how spiritual practices such as meditation, chanting mantras, yoga postures, and other forms of prayer can be used to open up the channels between our physical body and our soul. He also emphasizes the importance of developing an attitude of surrender towards God or higher power in order to experience true peace and joy. Yogananda further explains that when we are able to connect with this divine energy through spiritual practices, we will find ourselves living in harmony with nature's laws. This connection allows us to access a greater understanding about life's purpose, which leads us on a path towards enlightenment. Main idea number 14. Self-inquiry is the process of looking within oneself to discover one's true nature and purpose. It involves asking questions such as, who am I, what is my purpose in life, and what do I really want out of life? By engaging in self-inquiry, we can gain insight into our own thoughts and feelings, allowing us to better understand ourselves and make more informed decisions about our lives. Paramahansa Yogananda explains that self-inquiry is an important part of spiritual practice because it helps us to become aware of the divine presence within us. He states that by inquiring deeply into our innermost being, we can come closer to understanding who we truly are, our essential self, and thus experience a higher level of consciousness. This awareness allows us to live with greater clarity and peace. Yogananda also emphasizes the importance of having faith in God while engaging in self-inquiry. He believes that when we open ourselves up to God through prayerful meditation or contemplation, then answers will be revealed which will help guide us on our path towards enlightenment. Main idea number 15. Spiritual knowledge is the key to unlocking the mysteries of life and discovering our true purpose. It can help us to understand ourselves better, as well as our relationship with God and all other beings in the universe. Spiritual knowledge helps us to recognize that we are part of a greater whole, connected by an invisible thread of love and understanding. By studying spiritual texts such as the Bhagavad Gita or Upanishads, we can gain insight into how to live a more meaningful life. We learn about karma, dharma, reincarnation, and many other concepts which help us make sense of this world. Through meditation and contemplation on these teachings, we can begin to experience higher states of consciousness. The power of spiritual knowledge lies in its ability to transform our lives from within. By deepening our understanding of ourselves and others around us, it allows us to become more compassionate towards one another. As we grow spiritually through study and practice, we come closer to realizing our divine potential. Main idea number 16. Spiritual discipline is essential for spiritual growth. It helps to bring about a transformation in one's life, enabling one to move from the lower level of consciousness to the higher level of awareness. Spiritual discipline involves regular practice and dedication towards achieving a certain goal or purpose. Paramahansa Yogananda explains that spiritual discipline can be used as an effective tool for self-transformation. He states that it is important to have faith in oneself and trust in God while practicing spiritual disciplines such as meditation, prayer, chanting mantras, etc., so that one can reach a higher state of consciousness. Yogananda also emphasizes on the importance of having patience and perseverance while engaging in spiritual practices. He believes that with consistent effort and dedication, anyone can achieve their desired goals through spiritual discipline. Main idea number 17. The power of spiritual awakening is the ability to recognize and experience one's true nature, which is beyond all physical limitations. It is a process of self-discovery that leads to an inner transformation and a higher level of consciousness. Through this process, we can gain insight into our own divine essence and become aware of our connection with the divine. When we awaken spiritually, we are able to see beyond the illusions created by our egoic mind. We come to understand that there is something greater than ourselves at work in the universe, a force that transcends all boundaries and limitations. This realization brings us closer to God or whatever name you choose for it. Spiritual awakening also helps us develop compassion for others as well as ourselves. As we open up more deeply to our true nature, we become more accepting of other people's differences and less judgmental towards them. We learn how to love unconditionally without expecting anything in return. Finally, spiritual awakening gives us access to deeper levels of wisdom within ourselves so that we can make better decisions about how best to live our lives according to what truly matters most, our highest truth. Main idea number 18. Spiritual transformation is a process of inner growth and development that leads to a higher level of spiritual awareness. It involves the purification of one's mind, body, and soul in order to reach a state of enlightenment. Through this process, we can gain insight into our true nature and learn how to live in harmony with the divine laws that govern us. Paramahansa Yogananda explains that spiritual transformation begins with self-discipline and meditation. He states, "The first step toward attaining self-realization is for man to discipline himself through regular practice of meditation. Meditation helps him become aware of his own innermost being, the source from which all power flows." Yogananda also emphasizes the importance of developing an attitude of surrender towards God or higher power as part of spiritual transformation. He says, "Surrendering oneself completely to God brings about an immediate change in consciousness. It opens up new vistas within one's own being, enabling one to experience peace and joy beyond description." Ultimately, Paramahansa Yogananda stresses that spiritual transformation is essential for achieving lasting happiness and fulfillment in life. By engaging in regular practices such as meditation, prayer, contemplation, service work, etc., we can gradually move closer towards our highest potential. Main idea number 19. Spiritual love is a powerful force that can help us to reach higher levels of consciousness. It is the power of divine love, which comes from within and radiates outward. This spiritual love helps us to connect with our innermost being and experience true joy and peace. Paramahansa Yogananda explains how this spiritual love can be used in our daily lives. The more we practice loving God, the more we will feel His presence in every aspect of life. We will become aware of His infinite grace and mercy, even when things seem difficult or challenging. He also emphasizes the importance of cultivating an attitude of gratitude for all that we have been given. When you are grateful for what you have received, it opens up your heart to receive even more blessings from God. By expressing gratitude for all that has been bestowed upon us, we open ourselves up to greater spiritual growth. Through practicing spiritual love on a regular basis, one can begin to experience profound changes in their life. As Paramahansa Yogananda states, "As you learn to give unconditional love without expecting anything in return, your soul begins to blossom like a flower opening its petals towards the sun." Main idea number 20. Spiritual surrender is the act of letting go of all attachments and desires, and allowing oneself to be guided by a higher power. It is an important part of spiritual practice because it helps one to reach a higher level of consciousness. When we surrender our will to God or the universe, we open ourselves up to receive divine guidance and grace. Paramahansa Yogananda explains that when we surrender spiritually, we become like a child in its mother's arms, safely protected from all harm. We can then rest assured that whatever happens in life is for our highest good. He further states that surrendering brings us into harmony with the divine will. It enables us to live without fear or worry about what may happen next. By practicing spiritual surrender, we are able to let go of any attachment or desire for material things and instead focus on connecting with our inner self and finding peace within ourselves. This allows us to experience true joy as well as gain insight into our purpose in life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.